Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell. For today, Sunday, August 18th, we are joined by Daniel Maroney. But before we speak with Daniel, I am also joined by my sister Denise, who is with us every Sunday, and she has some beauty news.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the beauty news. I just wanted to remind you all about some old news. Celebrity hairstylist Kaya Wright is offering a great opportunity for stylists to fine-tune their styling skills at her event, Styling with Kaya, Class and Cocktails. This event takes place September 8th at Warren Tacomi, L.A., for a small fee of $250. And for more information, you can go to Kaya's website, www.kayawright.com, and that's spelled K-I-Y-A-H-R-I-G-H-T.com. Now on to the new news. For you nail technicians out there, make a difference in the nail technology profession. Participate in the National Interstate Council of State Boards of Cosmetology job analysis survey. Your input is valuable in validating the content of future nail tech exams. When you complete the survey, you will be entered into a giveaway for an iPad 3. So if that excites you, then they're asking you to follow their link to take their survey. And that's at smptest.com/job-analysis/NICNTJA13/survey.aspx. And we will be listing that in the chat room as well as on our blog for you all. If you want to follow that link, and I'll give it to you once again, it's smptest.com/job-analysis/NICNTJA13/survey.aspx. And again, this is for a chance to win an iPad 3 as well as participate in the National Interstate Council of State Boards of Cosmetology's job analysis survey for nail technicians. Next Level 2 presents Makeup Beauty Guru Mixer, hosted by Niecy Wilson. This will take place August 25th at 2225 East 28th Street, Suite 511, and this is in Signal Hill, California. I don't have a name for the location. I don't know if it's taking place at a particular place of business or what, so I don't have a name for that location, but that is the address, 2225 East 28th Street, Suite 511 in Signal Hill, California. For more information, you can email makeupbeautygurumixer@live.com, or you can check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/makeupbeautygurumixer. They will feature some of your favorite Instagram bloggers like Guatemalan Hot Mama, Mac Daddy, Makeup by Jackie, Jenny Honey, and a few more. And they will have Q&As with the gurus as well as VIP beauty masterclasses. I think they're going to have food and drink, and they're going to have a couple of vendors there. I believe Morphe Brushes will be there. I think Fame Expo is one of the sponsors, and just a few more vendors and sponsors attached to that event. And last but not least, Nakia Fuller, makeup artist to the stars and founder and CEO of Nakia Cosmetics and the All About Face Academy, brings Hollywood to Dallas. So for all of you out there who are in the Dallas area, this is for you. You can join Nakia for a fun-filled pink carpet affair as you learn amazing beauty tips from celebrity makeup artist herself, Nakia Fuller. Learn professional beauty tips, proper makeup application, the latest makeup trends, and how to wear and apply gorgeous looks for day and evening. Learn more about Nakia's flawless cosmetic line and the global launch of her new brand, Beauty Dolls by Nakia Cosmetics, an exclusive beauty concierge. This will be a night filled with amazing beauty tips, skincare, gorgeous makeup, delicious cupcakes, cocktails with a cash bar, and most of all, you. Nakia has educated women and beauty professionals around the world. She's worked with many of your favorite celebrities in film and television. As well, she's worked as the makeup department head for the BET Awards, SAG Awards, WeTV's My Fair Wedding with celebrity planner David Tutera, and more. Her clients range from Harrison Ford, Chaka Khan, Russell Simmons, Robin Thicke, Larianne Gibson, Victoria Justice, Mike Epps, Blair Underwood, Basketball Wives of L.A., Laura Govan, Gloria Govan, and Jackie Christie, to name a few. And she's excited to bring the Kia Cosmetics of Hollywood home to Dallas. For more information on that event, you can check out Nakia's website, nakiafuller.com, and that's spelled N-A-K-E-A-H-F-U-L-L-E-R. Or you can check out her All About Face Academy website, and again, that's allaboutfaceacademy.com. And the workshop price is $125 per person. If you bring a friend, then you each will pay $85 each. The registration deadline will be next Monday, August 26th. There's limited seating. You can email your RSVP or your media check-in at rsvp@nakiacosmetics.com. And you can register with your payment online at nakiacosmetics.com, excuse me, or you can register by phone at 800-871-1845. The workshop date is Saturday, September 7th from 6 to 10 p.m., and it's going to take place at the Courtyard by Marriott, 2150 Market Center Boulevard in Dallas, Texas. The phone number to that hotel is 214-653-1166. And again, that's Saturday, September 7th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Courtyard by Marriott in Dallas, Texas.
All right. Thank you for the news. And I just want to remind those out there who are listening, to call in to ask a question or make a comment, you need to call 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. And you can also join us in the chat room where we will get your questions and comments over the air as well. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hello. How are you?
How are you? We are wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm excited to do this
for
you guys.
Oh, great. Thank you for joining us tonight. I know you worked today, so we're going to jump right into the conversation. Just introduce yourself to our listening audience and just tell us a little bit about where you're from, how you got your start in makeup, what inspired you to become a makeup artist as well.
Right. All right. So, everyone, for those who don't know me, I am Daniel Morone. A lot of people know me from Instagram as Daniel Does Makeup Not Magic. I have been doing makeup for 3.5 years. I was introduced to makeup through beauty school. I initially went to beauty school only to do hair. But once I was introduced to makeup, I fell in love with it. So I decided to follow the makeup career and left the hairstyling behind. I've been in the beauty industry since I was a kid. My mom, she does hair. I have two sisters who also do hair and a sister who's a nail technician. So I've always been around the industry. I grew up being interested in the industry. However, I was raised in a very cultured family, which kind of enabled me to come out and say that I wanted to do hair, you know, because guys were not expected to be in the industry. So I started a bit late. I started in my early 20s. when I finally decided, you know, after trying college and, you know, trying out other things that were not making me happy. So I finally decided that I was going to put myself into beauty school. And so that's how I started. That's how I started in the makeup industry.
Now, where are you from, Daniel?
I am from Orange County, California, Tustin, in Tustin, close to Santa Ana, Irvine area.
Okay. Okay. So you said you've been doing makeup for 3.5 years. So I'm assuming right out of beauty school, that's when you started.
Right. Actually, the last semester of school, I had a test shoot for Ford Models with one of the photographers. They were doing a test mm-hmm. shoot, and I went to that shoot with, I remember I had three foundations from a drugstore, and I went in there kind of lost, but I wanted to start doing something, and I just threw myself out there, and, you know, I worked with whatever I had, and fortunately, I got the call back to work again. And mm-hmm. ever since, so kind of, it started a little bit before I finished beauty school. I just started doing TF work. So we would trade, I would do my services, and they would trade me images for my port. So, yeah, since beauty school, I started doing it. And then I never wanted to do, my first initial thought was never to do bridal makeup. I wanted to be into the editorial side of the beauty industry. Somehow I kind of transitioned into being known for my bridal looks. I don't know where that happened, but that's how it happened. And yeah, but I love it, though. I wouldn't change it for anything.
What do you love most about working with brides?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
I said, what do you love most about working with brides?
Oh, what do I love most?
Uh-huh.
I just enjoy the fact that when the brides tell me I trust you and do whatever you want, and then I'm able to accomplish that, and I see, you know, you have brides that cry sometimes, and it just makes you, you know, like you contribute to such a big part of their lives. I know, like, you think of makeup and it's like, oh, it's just makeup, but to them it means a lot more than just makeup, you know, because it's their big day and it's a very special day to them. So I just love being part of all that and to know that I contributed to the bride having, like, an amazing day, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Where does that name Daniel Does Makeup Not Magic, where does that come from?
Actually, you know, I had a personal account on Instagram, which I actually never used. I only used it to take photos and use a filter so that I can put them on Facebook. And at mm-hmm. the time, I was working at a salon, and this past December, the beginning of December, one of my coworkers, she was like, you know, like, why don't you get on Instagram, like, there's a lot of people that do makeup and they post makeup and, you know, like people like their pictures and then you can show everything that you can do. And I told her, oh, I don't know. I don't think, you know, I don't think it's me. Like, I don't want to do it, you know? And so then I decided to, because they were pushing me to do it, and I was like, okay. So then I decided to create an Instagram page, and I was trying to find a name, and nothing came to mind but Daniel Does Makeup Not Magic. And I know it's kind of cheesy, and it's very, you know, you've heard that before. I do makeup, not magic. So instead of the I do makeup, I said Daniel Does Makeup Not Magic. It was kind of like a random, you know, like I couldn't find anything else, and I just stuck
right.
with that.
Right.
I mean, some people think it's funny. I'm sorry.
I love it. You said you got on Instagram when?
I started being active on my makeup account December that I decided that I was going to, this past December, that I decided that I was actually going to go through with it and start posting stuff.
December of 2012, and now you have over 38,000 followers.
Yes.
You're doing some kind of magic or something, Daniel.
thankfully and gratefully have had the help of a few people who have featured my work. And I actually, that December that I started, I remember I had about, I think when I started, I was like, oh, I have 100 followers. I'm like, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
the second week of December, I actually got to work with Julie, which is Paula Foxia on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to work together, and she posted a picture of us two, just giving me a shout out. We know each other from town. She used to work at the Mac where I used to go shopping. So she gave me a shout out, and she kind of gave me my stardom on Instagram after that. It kind of encouraged me because, you get excited because you get more followers and people start interacting
right.
and they like your stuff. So it kind of encourages you to keep doing more stuff. So that kind of gave me the push I needed to, I'm really excited to do this. And I just kept posting every time I post my work, it's actual clients that I do. So then every
mm-hmm.
time, I would ask if I can take up before and after, and that's how it started. And then, I've gotten features from Vegas May, which, she's like the Beyonce of like Instagram. She's amazing. She featured me before. Maya Mia has also featured me. And, a few others that have also featured me. And then, without their help, I wouldn't have the followers that I have. Yeah. It's definitely not just been, myself. It's been the help of others, too. So,
well, let me ask you this, because I asked another a person. Do you consider yourself a blogger?
I don't consider myself a full-time blogger because I know bloggers, they do a lot of reviewing, a lot of product search, a lot of event searching and promoting, and most of the time if you go through my Instagram, I am a strictly client, and I've reviewed a few products. But
right.
most of my stuff is just stuff that I actually do, like, client-wise.
Right, it's just work, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let me ask you.
And I tried to do the YouTube thing, and it's honestly, I bow down to those people that do YouTube because that thing is, a full-time job, man. It's intense. It's intense. I tried it, and it did not work out. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to stick to what I know, and that's Instagram.
Right.
So that's a good point, though. That's a good point that you make, though, because if you're working as a makeup artist, it's not very easy to blog full time.
It's not. Yeah, and even with Instagram, it's become a part of my everyday life that I have to leave some time aside for it because I understand that there's a point where you have. And my following is not as big as most people out there, the big names out there. However, it does get a little hard to reply back to everyone, but I do leave some time out to try to interact with people who ask questions, and I do want to acknowledge the fact that, that they're supporting my work and that they comment. So, Instagram is also kind of like, it's a job, actually, it's not just posting things up. You got to be consistent and you got to keep posting your stuff to keep the followers interested and, excited about your stuff. Committing to YouTube was a different thing for me. So.
Well, it especially gets hard if you're doing Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, when you're doing three and four other social networking sites, it's difficult.
It is. I can imagine. I mean, I'm with Instagram, it's just enough for me. So, I mean, the people who do everything, they have an amazing talent because it's not easy.
Right. Right.
Let me ask you. I asked someone who was a blogger not that long ago, and I just want your thoughts on it. Because now blogging on Instagram is so big now, and blogging, on YouTube, it's like now those bloggers out there who maybe have a blog on Weebly or some of the other sites where there's a lot of words as well as pictures versus you get on Instagram and it's just pictures. Why do you think that's so more popular now than just your regular blog as we know it?
So I'm just going to say it from a personal perspective. When I'm reading a book,
mm-hmm.
a book is going to be more interesting if it has pictures. And the more pictures it has, the better it's going to be.
Yeah.
So I think that pictures a lot of times are more like self-explanatory for certain people, and they're a lot easier to just look at the pictures and read the quick caption rather than reading full-on paragraphs about a topic. So it makes it easier for readers to get an idea of what you're talking about without having to go through a whole page of just reading. I feel like it keeps them more interested on the topic rather than, reading too much and then they kind of get lost. I'm like, oh, so what were we reading about?
Right. Because, I think that's the reason why Instagram is so popular, because you don't have to read. I mean, you can read the captions that people, leave.
Right, right.
But you don't have to read. And I think that's because we're becoming very lazy. The more we get involved in social network, I think the lazier we're becoming. Like, nobody wants to read anymore, so you don't read the blogs. And then,
I agree with that.
And then with, YouTube, you'll see who has more followers. The people, if your content is interesting, people will follow. But it also depends on where it is. It's like the web series that are more popular and do much better are the ones that are, 3-4 minutes, not the ones that are like 6 to 10 minutes. So even when you're doing like your little quick, makeup videos, if they're quick to the point, and not going through so much detail, but showing you like lots of color and lots of finished looks, that's what people want to see, because they don't want to sit there. Even if they're sitting on the computer all day looking at video, they don't want to spend 10 minutes looking at one.
Exactly, yeah. Totally agree with that.
And I think when you show a before and after, and then you also say, I use, Makeup Forever's HD foundation or a certain lipstick from MAC. I think when you show the before and afters and then you tell what product was used and just keep it simple like that, I think that goes over a whole lot better than just, a lot, like you said, a lot of words, or a lot of words in a picture versus pictures and two words.
Right, yes. Like, people just want to know straight out, like, tell me what you used. No, don't make it longer. Just tell me what you used.
Right.
Right. Exactly. I was going to ask you, because when I look at your Instagram, I see, where you receive products from, companies in Australia, and I think I saw brushes from the UK. How did you get so popular outside of this country?
I have no idea. I just, you start interacting with people and, people just email me and they ask if I would like to review the product, and I say yes. I have no idea sometimes where they actually are based, and then when I get the package at home, I see that it's from the UK or that it's from Australia, and I just get really surprised because I would have never guessed that someone from, all the way from there, it's kind of like you know, following me or interested in my work, and it's just like an amazing feeling, you know. But most times,
right,
I don't have an idea where like they are from. It's, I don't know. It's amazing.
Well, you know, the internet is international. You know, it's all over the world. So
exactly.
I mean, everybody's on Instagram, and you know, Instagram more so than anything else. And so it's very easy. You know, you never know who's connected to who. Whoever's posting your information, you don't know who's following them. So I think it could be pretty easy to.
Yeah, it's a chain
somewhere.
Of events.
Yeah.
Well, tell me some of your products, some of your favorite products that you love to use.
Some of my products, favorite products. Okay, so I'm pretty big on. I don't know if I think if you've been following me for a while, you may have noticed that I don't do a lot of heavy eye makeup or
mm-hmm.
detail makeup. Most of it, it's
right.
based on skin. So, some of my favorite products for skin has to be the Makeup Forever. It's called the Elixir. It's a hydrating serum. It hydrates
mm-hmm.
your skin, and it can be used as a primer as well. For anyone that has textured skin, you know, some people have those wrinkles, little wrinkles underneath the eye, and it creates, like, creasing for the concealers. It'll actually, that serum kind of plumps your face. Like, it minimizes the wrinkles, if it makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll minimize the creasing of the concealer as well. So that would be one of my favorites. The other one would be Bobbi Brown Color Correctors. I cannot go somewhere without them. They're a staple in my kit. I carry the light peach and dark peach,
mm-hmm.
and they work amazing. But I love the texture of it. I'm big on texture, so I like the it's creamy, but at the same time, it's not like slippery creamy. It's just kind of like, it stays put. Like, it doesn't move. Once you set it, it's set, and it will stay, and it works amazing. That's another one of my favorite products.
Are you talking about the little concealer? What do you call it? It was like the concealer kits that'll have like the corrector color and the concealer color, or just the
I have them actually just the corrector. They're individual.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I do know that they have the duos too, though, and sometimes I think some of them come with like a little powder also.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about just the correctors. I know that Bobbi.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be another one, and then I use MAC Studio Fix Fluid. A lot of people, I get mixed reviews with that foundation from other artists and people in general. They tend to feel a little scared about that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's probably, I've tried most of MAC foundations, and it's probably one of my favorite ones that I've ever tried. I just get, like, really good coverage with it, and I can highlight, contour with it, and it's, I just love the finish of it. It's just so, like, so nice and so flawless. That and I just love it. I don't know. So I know some people don't like it as much as I do, but I just love the how much it covers. And there's times when I don't really have to use concealer underneath the eye area. I'll just use a corrector, and then I'll do the foundation, and then I'll pick a lighter shade of that foundation, and I'll highlight with that as well.
Gotcha.
So it's just, I love that one. So that's my top three products that I would, those are my favorite products that I have in my kit.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Are there any other, like, skincare type products?
Skincare. Okay, I am not an esthetician, so I am not, I'm more in, like, the surface of, like, the day of the service
right.
skincare. Let me tell you what I carry. I actually have it here, and I can tell you exactly what I carry. I carry, if I know that it's going to be a daytime wedding and it's going to be outside, it requires minimal flash photography. Most photographers don't use a flash during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
So I carry MAC Studio Moisture Fix, and it's got an SPF of 15. So it's good if you're going to be out in the sun. Then I also carry the MAC Studio Moisture Cream. It's really moisturizing. So if you're suffering from flaky skin, like around the nose area, around the mouth area, I prep the skin with that, and I just let it sit for a while before I put the foundation on. And then I let it sit for a little bit, and then I get a tissue, and I blot the skin with it, because you want the skin to be supple, not like super like oily, otherwise the foundation is going to slip.
Right.
So I do that. And I'm big on like the whole like Embryolisse skincare line. Like mm-hmm. I have their anti-wrinkle cream, the depuffing like cream for underneath the eye area, and then I have the just the regular moisturizer, which I also, if I use it, I don't use the primer. I tend to just use it by itself. So those are the ones that I carry with me.
Sounds good.
Now, your makeup, looking at your work, it seems flawless. And
yeah.
You were speaking of course, we know that you are big on skin. And is that the reason why you don't do a whole lot of the eye area type of makeup? You just because you really focusing on just the skin?
I feel like the way I look at makeup, it's as a whole. To me, it's like the skin, like I'm looking at you. Of course, I'm looking into your eyes, but then also I feel that the skin is kind of like you can have just eyelashes, nice eyebrows, and you can have beautiful skin and a little lip gloss, and you will still look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to, I'm mostly known for doing that, and most of my clientele comes to me for that. I've kind of created a staple for my look, and that's what people hire me to do natural looks, not to do. I do get requests sometimes to do, you know, a little heavier on the eye area and things like that, but
mm-hmm.
I'm mostly known for you know, just doing natural looks, even, you know, with extreme, like, conditions of skin sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah, I just feel like skin's, to me, skin's the most important, like, part of the whole, like, process.
I agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
What would your ideal job be?
My ideal job... It would be doing the makeup for beauty ads, the ones you see on the magazines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've also wanted to do runway, you know, to be behind backstage doing the makeup for the models. And that's actually, like, my dream. Like, I'm not so – it's not that it wouldn't be nice. It would be great to do celebrity makeup.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever got the chance to do, like, you know, like one of my favorite celebrities, like, I'll be super excited. But to me, it's more about the fashion, like the runway. It's not
mm-hmm.
so much about celebrity makeup. So my dream would be to be, like, behind, like, the fashion shows, like Fashion Week New York and Paris and all that stuff.
Okay, you just answered my next question, because I was going to say, would you just be satisfied with L.A. Fashion Week, or are you going for New York and London and Paris?
No, I would love to do all those, you know, like New York, Paris, London, all over. Yeah, I would love to be in, I would love to, like, be under Pat McGrath's, like, you know, directing me and stuff like that. Like, she's one of my, like, idols, and I know she does a lot of runway.
Right. Well, speaking of idols, that was another question I was going to ask. I was going to ask you, what makeup artists out there, who are the makeup artists out there that inspire you?
The makeup artists that inspire me, I would put Pat McGrath first because I think that she can do it all. She can go from, like, extremely, like, insanely crazy to doing, like, the cover girl, like, you know, simple looks that she's done. And I just feel that she, throughout her career, she's done all types of looks. So that's kind of, like, where I would want to be. And Scott Barnes, I think Scott Barnes is amazing. He's just so amazing. Like, his work is flawless. Also, there's Lissa Eldridge. She's from the UK as well. She is very popular. She's a blogger as well. She's one of my favorite ones, too. I used to watch her videos all the time. I used to actually, like, go to bed super late watching her videos. So that would be my top three.
Say her name again. Did you say Melissa?
Lissa Eldridge.
Oh, Eldridge. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, actually, that's who your work reminds me of, is Scott Barnes.
Oh, that is such a, like, huge compliment. I actually had the pleasure to meet him at Fame Expo.
Oh, did
you
get to meet him? Oh, great.
Yeah, and I've been wanting to take his class, but every time that he has a class, I happen to have an event or, you know, work, so I haven't been able to attend. But I think a lot of us have tried to follow into his footsteps and, like, use him as, you know, inspiration. I'm not going to say that everything I do it because, you know, it's just me. Like, I've definitely been inspired by a lot of all the makeup artists that I just mentioned to you. But he is a big influential, like, part of my, the way I view makeup. And just the way he looks at makeup, it's kind of like the way I kind of see it as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Any others besides those three?
Any others? Those are probably my three ones that I'm, like, obsessed with.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I know you're obsessed with those three. But I know that you, are friends with, and I mean, I hate to put it this way, but this is the best way that I can put it. What about, I feel like, okay, these are people that you idolize and you feel that they are, you know, really great, and they're at a different level. They're at a level
right.
where you want to be. Okay, so
right.
what about those people who are considered to be on your level? Are you inspired by some of the people that you may work next to often?
I am inspired by... There's a friend I have who works for MAC. His name is Caesar. He's not into the IG community. He is amazing at doing makeup. He's super clean, super talented. And the thing I like about him, his skit is so well put together. My kid, I feel that it's big, and I like to have options.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of tend to, like, take everything with me. He compresses everything into, like, almost nothing. And out of nothing, he makes, like, amazing things and, like, different things. And he's such an artist, and he's all into, like, the color wheel. And, like, he'll take, like, just three colors, and from there he'll make, like, cocktail the colors and make, like, different
mm-hmm.
shades. And so he's kind of, this past year, he's kind of guided me into, you know, becoming more that I don't have to have everything, because I, as an artist, you are able to make these things with the things that you already have. So
right.
he is a huge inspiration. Who else is a big inspiration? I feel that this guy should get a lot more credit than he's given. His name is Henry, and he is on Instagram. I think his name is Nojus Henry. He is such a detailed makeup artist, and his looks, his blending techniques are insane. And his photos are so raw, like there's no way that he would Photoshop that because they're so up close and so raw that you can tell every single detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm super inspired by him, and I wish he was given more credit than what he gets now, because he is amazing. So I'm super inspired by him too. Well, I'm inspired by everyone. I'm super nervous right now, and I can't think of everyone, but I think I follow a lot of makeup artists on Instagram, and, you know, from Paula Foxia, Vegas Nay, you know, all those big names, they're all inspiration. You know, every day I sit and then I look through their stuff and I screenshot the pictures because I'm inspired by them. So, you know, I think I just get inspired by everyone in general. Everyone, it's a huge inspiration, and they're all great artists, and that's why they are who they are and why they are in such a big place now on the Instagram, like, community.
Right. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your experience at the Morphe Brush event.
That event was so much fun. It was a lot of fun. We got to hang out with Kelly Baker Brows, Paul Foxia, Mac Daddy, Jackie, Makeup by Jackie. Who else was there? It was a lot of us, and the owner is so amazing. And honestly, their eyeshadows, they are super pigmented, and they are, you know, how people say they are. They're really good. There was a lot of fun, and they treated us really nice. So I'll definitely be going back there again.
Oh, cool. Now we have a question from the chat room. Viola is basically wanting to know, well, she says, Pat McGrath is an innovative artist. And it seems like, I think she's hearing from you that you pretty much stick with your clients, like what your clients want, and with your repeated clients, which is great. But she says, would you call yourself an innovative artist more so than like the, you know, thing trendy like some other artists? Would you consider yourself innovative or more trendy?
I feel that I would love to be a classic, and I don't know if by being a classic that necessarily doesn't mean that you're not innovative, because with every client that you have, you don't use the same technique, the same colors, the same. So you have to be innovative and always in order to be able to work on that client's face, because you don't always use the same things on that client. You have to highlight and contour a different way. I know you can follow a general guideline for highlight and contour, but you don't do the same thing on every single client. You have to look at their face, and you have to know what works and what doesn't work for the client. So what I think I am innovative, maybe not in a trendy way, and that by trendy I mean like, oh, like, you know, like the colorful looks and all that, but I definitely think you have to be innovative to be an artist regardless of.
Yeah, I thought that was such a great question, but I think your response was just as great, because you brought up a good point that I'm always talking about, and that's the thing. Most trendy people will, and I've seen even some, you know, bigger names, not necessarily like some of the greatest artists that we see out there or hear about out there, but some of the biggest names, like, in the areas where they live. I've seen some artists who will use the same products on everybody. They will highlight and contour the same way on everybody. And, you know, and their looks are fabulous, but it's the same old trendy stuff. You know, they can be the face, but sometimes you wonder, do they even understand what they just did? Because nobody's like really looking at that person's face and trying to create, like I always say, that perfect oval face shape. They're just eating a face. Highlight here, down the T-zone, under the eye. You know, it's the same thing all the time. And it's like, why are you highlighting the forehead if somebody has a huge forehead? You know what I mean? Like, you have to think about what you're doing. So you're so right. I mean, you're going to be innovative in every little makeup that you do because there are differences. You are going to have to do, you know, techniques that you're using for each and every client.
Exactly, Yeah, so, I mean, you need to be innovative. You can't take the same approach for every face. Actually, like, before I highlight and contour, I do ask the client if they're okay with it. Some clients may not be okay with it, so you have to find an alternative to where you want to achieve the look that you want to achieve and not have to do the things that they don't want you to do, you know?
Right.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about Fame Expo. That's where we met you. Tell us a little bit about your experience at Fame Expo.
Fame Expo, So I was invited to come in and do the meet and greet with my fellow IG friends that I keep in touch with all the time now. Like, they're all super nice. So I actually didn't know what to expect. I was a little nervous to you know, show up because I just the fact that I was invited to do this, it was, you know, it was great. But I still didn't know what to make of it. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to show up. And then, like, what if no one wants – what am I supposed to do, you know? I just felt kind of weird, you know? And so then – so I was like, okay. So I told my friend, you have to come with me because I don't know. Like, I'm just going to go and we'll see what happens, you know? And then so I showed up, and then the first person I met was Makeup with Jackie. She's a super, super sweet girl. She's super nice. We still keep in touch ever since. And so I think our meet and greet was around 12. And so it was a few of us that were waiting at the area. And at the time, Scott Barnes was also doing a class. So we're just standing there, and I was like, oh, my God, I was super nervous. And you know, and once the class finished, like, people rushed over to like, the area where we were supposed to do the grand meet. And it was so surreal just to have people come up to us and know who you are and appreciate your work and support your work. And, and I've honestly have met, like, the most amazing people through Instagram. So it was a really great experience. I would totally do it again. It was just surreal. I think up to this day, I still, you know, I can't, like, fathom the fact that, like, you know, people, like your work and that, you know, like, people from, like, that you never had an idea, you know, that they knew you existed or that you knew they existed and then just to kind of see them. And, you know, you kind of interact with people on Instagram, but it's not the same to do that than to actually, like, get to meet them. And, like, they tell you, you know, like, how much you kind of inspire them. And it's just really nice. I had this one of my IG fam. She bought me a little gift, and I thought, like, not the gift, just the thought of it, like, that she thought of, like, bringing me something, like, personally, like, it was just, like, so, so nice. It was a really nice experience.
So what did you think about, that blogger gift bag that you got?
I love it. I got a really nice one. I know it was you guys. I've put everything to work. It was really great. Like, we got a lot of great products in there. I use all of them, so it was amazing. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Let me ask you. okay, so you live in Orange County.
I'm from Orange County. I reside in Riverside now. Riverside, California.
So that's outside of Orange County?
It is the Inland Empire.
Yeah.
Inland Empire. Gotcha. Let me ask you, and I'm glad you said the Inland Empire. And maybe you could speak about Orange County and the Inland Empire. Is the Inland Empire part of L.A. County?
No, it's not.
Okay, that's a different county.
No.
Okay.
All right.
What I wanted to know, the Inland Empire, what is the makeup community like on the Inland Empire versus L.A., Hollywood? We all kind of have an idea of what's going on in the L.A. area. What's the Inland Empire like?
I can tell you just from the city that I live in, I tend to most of the people I know in the community, they're not from the Inland Empire. They're mostly from Orange County, L.A. area. I tend to gravitate more to outside of Riverside. It's still kind of like an upcoming, it's a big city, but it's still, I feel that it's not very open to certain things. And I feel that makeup is not one of its, not a priority, but it's not, let me just put it this way, and I'm going to be very honest. The clientele in Riverside, as it's a lot less than it would be outside of Riverside. So I don't know if it applies to the whole Inland Empire, but as far as the beauty industry, I feel that L.A. area is a lot more interested in it. Orange County area is more interested in it than it is out here. So I do feel that it is a little harder for an upcoming makeup artist to build a clientele if you stay in the area than if you actually venture out and travel to other cities. And I'm telling you from personal experience. Yeah.
Okay.
So from personal experience, most of my clientele are not from the area. They're from, you know, L.A., San Diego, Orange County, and all those cities. My clientele here in Riverside's not big.
Okay.
So you have to travel some.
Yes, I've traveled to Santa Barbara, and I know there's people that want to fly me to Reno, or, you know, they ask me to come to Oxnard and all those other cities. I have no idea why, and I know that also from working at a salon, I know that, you know, salons, they struggle to stay open in this area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know, maybe it's just, like I said, I am not, I don't know if it's the whole Inland Empire, but as far as for me being here in Riverside, I think that happens.
Now, how you answered your question, you're basing that on the general public's interest in makeup?
Right, yeah.
And gotcha, okay.
And let me ask you, Daniel, do you use an airbrush?
I do use an airbrush. I actually don't use it a lot. I can do what an airbrush can do with the brushes. So I feel not just me, I feel like anyone, like brushes allow you to do so much more than an airbrush will ever, you know. I do like the finish. Unfortunately, airbrushing is not for everyone, and I feel that there's a misconception for certain people that, you know, you're going to get it airbrushed and your skin's just going to look amazing. Unfortunately, if you have textured skin or if you have... If you're of a certain age and it's just not suitable, and so I mean I do offer it, and I do offer it to you know my clients, but to be honest I do recommend to just get the brush because it's a lot more convenient for everyone too. And I don't know, I just, airbrushing is amazing and the finish is amazing, but you have to have the right client for it. It's not for everyone.
Well, tell the truth, why don't you? That is so true. Because,
unfortunately, you know.
Yeah, even if you're just, you know, doing their makeup by hand, if that skin is textured, I mean, there's not much you can do. You can cover it, but it's going to be there still. And to me, airbrush is for those people who have perfect, flawless,
beautiful skin. And even with brush, if you have textured skin, you got to stay away from frosty products.
Yep.
They need tons of shimmer. You got to stay, you just got to know when to use it and when not to use it, you know?
Right.
It kind of, yeah. But yeah, I airbrushing, I carry my favorite one for airbrushing, if I was to just do airbrush, is actually the Temptu, the silicone base. It's, I love that foundation. It's I've been using it for the past 2 years and a half. And I don't do the pods. I do the actual, the little containers that you mix. Yeah. It allows you to do a wider range of colors than just buying the actual pod. And so you're able to customize for a wider variety of clients. I love the finish. It's very dewy and it's very, you can, you know, after you set it, it can become, you can make it matte, but like if you're doing a photo shoot and you don't want to set it. Normally when I do photo shoots, I don't try not to set the foundations because I want it to, unless, you know, like it's too shiny, like in certain areas, then I will kind of just place the powder in that area. But Temptu is really nice. It photographs really well as well. So that would be my favorite one.
Okay.
Now, Danny, you said you were on Facebook?
I actually, after I got on Instagram, I deleted my Facebook because I wanted to focus just on, you know, Facebook. I had a lot of, like, friends and stuff like that, so I wasn't promoting my work as much as I do on Instagram, so I didn't feel the need to have a Facebook because I do talk to all of them, so I deleted my Facebook,
Okay, because, you know, when I put your name in, there is another guy that comes up, and he appears to be a hairstylist, and I'm not for sure. He's either in L.A. or New York, or he has salons in both L.A. and New York, something like that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
There's the other name over there.
I'm like, okay, he didn't just say he was interested in hair at first, so.
Yeah.
That was,
I mean, I still do hair to, like, my sisters, and I do friends, but it's not my main interest.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask really quickly, do you know of this artist in L.A., Daniel, named Anthony Maranti?
Yes. His work has been really, really
good.
Yeah, I know he does a lot of Anastasia Beverly Hills work. Yeah, I actually met him at the Morph Brushes event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
His work is so good. Like, really, really good. And he's super nice, too.
Very nice.
And our last question, Daniel, is what is beauty to you?
What is beauty for me? Beauty to me, there's a thing I kind of tell people, and I think I say, as an artist, you have to learn how to let your ego aside, because it doesn't matter how good you are. If you have a messed up attitude, it's not going to take you anywhere. So I always say this thing, like, beauty to me, it's not just, you know, like being able to do makeup or be able to wear the makeup. It's also the way you wear it and the attitude you have towards life. And I look at it kind of like, I don't want to look at a face and I'm like, oh, man, you have pimples. Like, I need to cover them. I look at it more as in, like, oh, like, you have great cheekbones and let me accentuate that. I know I had a post on my Instagram before where I said I look at beauty not as in a way to cover flaws, but as a way to accentuate, like, your beauty. And I had a person who commented saying, so you're saying that, it was a negative comment. I'm not even going to get into it. But no, it's not that I'm not covering the pimples. I am covering the pimples in the process of making you feel great about yourself. I don't look at it as I'm covering your pimples. I'm looking at it as I'm trying to bring the confidence out of you and make you feel beautiful. I don't know if that makes any sense. That's the best way I can explain it.
Nice.
But yeah, that's the way I look at beauty.
Tell everybody where they can find you online.
You can find me on Instagram. My Instagram name is Daniel Does Makeup, Not Magic. And you can see all my before and after, so my clients that I do. And I do answer questions, sometimes not all of them, if I have already answered it on the caption. But I do try to interact as much as possible. And if I haven't covered something on the caption, then I will answer it on the comment list that's underneath the picture.
Sounds good. So you're basically hanging out on Instagram for the most part when it comes to social media.
Yes, that's my only. Like I said, it's a full-time job, and then I'm really busy as it is, so I couldn't even imagine having like another social media to take care of, you know. So
too much.
Yeah, so just Instagram.
All right. So thank you again for joining us tonight. We will definitely continue to follow your work.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys are amazing. And I had the pleasure of meeting both of you already. And how come you were not at the Morph Brushes?
Because we were not in L.A. So Brandy showed up for us. And took a lot of pictures.
Yeah, she did.
And put you on the phone.
I know, I remember. I had a little, you know, I had a drink then. It was a little more fun then. But, no, yeah, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, anytime. I mean, I'm open to anything. So you guys are super amazing. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And you'll be hearing from us soon. So.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Well, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know. We have some plans for you, Daniel. We have plans for you.
Awesome. Send them over.
Okay. Thank you again. And for those who are out there listening to tonight's show, if you like tonight's show, please go out and mark it as a favorite. Tell your friends about Beauty Talk. And we will check you guys out again next week, but I'm going to turn it over to my sister Denise to see if she has any final words.
Yes, I do. Please make sure to tune in next week where we will have Miss Katia King from Michelle Beauty Blog joining us next week, and she's going to talk all about her new nail polish collection and what she's been up to this past year or so, because it's been a minute since she's been on the show, so we're going to catch up with her. And we're going to have a good time next week. And you all can follow us on Instagram at beauty_talk_media. And on Twitter at beauty_talk. And on Facebook, I tell you, it's all this Beauty Talk and all these networks. I always forget exactly what Facebook is. Is it Beauty Talk Online Radio?
No, it's just it's Beauty Talk Online.
Oh, okay. See, I messed that up. But just Beauty Talk Online on Facebook. So you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right. So, again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you again, Daniel, for joining us. And until next week, continue to be beautiful and blessed. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.